You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
All right, welcome to More Perfect Marketing. I'm your host, David Baer, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about systems. Now, that whenever I tell anybody that, hey, let's have a chat about systems, or would you come to a lecture on systems, I probably am not going to get a lot of engagement. But in reality, what we're going to be talking about is revenue-driving systems, or better yet, how to make money systematically. And when I position it like that, maybe that gets you a little bit more interested, a little more excited about the topic of systems. What I'm really driving at is how do you grow your business, generate more revenue for your business, put more profits into your bank account systematically? How do you predictably know what to expect when you invest time, money, or energy in certain activities to market your business? That's what I'm driving at here. And so, yeah, it is a conversation about systems. As boring as that may sound, it's really the key to consistent, predictable success in your business. And if there's one thing that I see my clients, before they come to us, of course, and business owners and entrepreneurs across the board struggling with, it's what we often refer to as that roller coaster effect. You're investing a lot of time and energy and money in driving traffic, in networking, in getting people on the phone, getting people to webinars, getting people in your office to sell them. Then you get really busy actually doing the work that they've purchased, and then finally you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs wondering why the phone's not ringing because you stopped the marketing activity and focused on the production, the delivery, the fulfillment. So how do you create systems to make sure that there's always prospects in the pipeline? Well, there's a framework that we use over at my strategy firm, the Prepared Group, and we call it the Predictable Revenue Framework. And it really covers 9 general aspects of effective marketing. The very first one is getting clarity. Well, I say 9, but in fact, there's 10, because before you can actually start the activities, you have to get clarity around who your target market is. And as you'll hear me say over and over again, if you're trying to sell to everybody, nobody is hearing you because your message cannot resonate effectively if you go too broad. So getting more narrow, more specific, what we call niching down, or north of the border in Canada, they refer to as niching down. That is really the key to doing a lot of what I'm about to tell you. Because when you get focused, then you can attract people into your business because they know that you are the solution to the specific problem they have. And so you can drive traffic. Again, this is online or offline, depending on where your business exists and where you're most likely to encounter your prospects. Driving traffic from people who are interested. And then the next thing, and this is a key thing that I find so many businesses fail at. In fact, I'll tell you about an example of this in just a moment. Capturing the leads, capturing data, contact information for the people who say, hey, I'm interested, who raise their hand and say, I want to know more. So here's a quick story. I was shopping. I was hat shopping, actually, in a local, what do you call them, haberdasheries? I was in a hat shop, and I was looking for a cool hat to wear for the winter. Actually, I guess a warm hat to wear for the winter. And I went in there, and it was near closing time. And so the guy behind the counter, was saying, hey, we're closing up. I said, that's okay. I live in the neighborhood. I can come back anytime. And he said, oh, well, great. Hey, listen, before you go, here's a little coupon that you can use when you come back. And it was a coupon for a few dollars off whatever hat I ended up buying, which was super sweet and a really smart incentive to get me to come back. And I said, thank you so much. That's really smart. Oh, by the way, you know, who came up with this idea? And he said, oh, the owner, he's been doing this for years. I said, that's a great, great idea. But if you don't mind, you know, I'm a marketing guy and, I want you to pass along to the owner what a brilliant idea that was, but here's a way to enhance this just a little bit more. What if you got my name and email address or phone number in exchange for that few dollars off to get me to come back? Now you would have two ways to get me to come back, right? One is the incentive of the coupon. The other is that you have a means by which you can follow up with me. You could send me a few emails reminding me, hey, we got this special coupon or discount or we have a sale or any other, you know, message that you want to put in front of me, because I've already expressed enough interest in what you have that you know that I'm likely to come back as long as you communicate with me. And you're missing an opportunity there. And he said, yeah, you know, we thought about that, but we feel like that's an invasion in people's privacy. We don't really want to be too in your face about it. So we know that people will just come back. Now, you know, that's their choice, and that's okay, because hopefully it's an informed choice. Hopefully they have looked at the potential numbers that they're going to be getting if they were to actually capture people's data and follow up with us. And, you know, we all have ideological influence in the way that we run our business, and that's okay. But not considering that, not thinking about the potential impact to the bottom line or the potential impact to predictability in your business is a missed opportunity. All right, so now you have captured contact data for prospects. What do you do? Well, there's two types of follow-up that I recommend. The first one is to get somebody who has, you know, sort of raised their hand and said, I'm interested, to take an immediate action, and to incentivize them to take an immediate action. You want to do some form of short-term nurture campaign with a very specific goal, getting them moving toward making a purchase or whatever the next appropriate step is in your business. And that might be that you incentivize them with a coupon or a video presentation or a download of a PDF or, you know, you mail them something physically, whatever that is that you're giving them in exchange for their contact information. You then take the idea of that, hey, I've delivered on my initial promise, and then you guide them from that initial promise toward that next step, making a purchase or whatever it may be. That's a short-term nurture campaign, and that can be done in any appropriate medium. Email is very common, but it could be phone. It could be, a follow-up postcard sequence, for example. I have a collection of postcards that I've been getting a follow-up from different companies. And so there's lots of different ways to move people initially in your first month or 3 weeks or 2 weeks toward a purchase. Now, you know that not everybody is going to purchase right away. So you also need to have a longer term nurture strategy, keeping these people in the loop, what's going on, what opportunities they might have, because the majority of us who are window shopping may in fact want to buy what you have. But maybe we just don't want to do it now. And if you look at statistics, and I don't remember the exact numbers here, but I do recall that in the auto industry, this is highly common, which is that people who come into dealerships to look at cars and even take test drives are typically not in the market for a car today. They are shopping or educating themselves, doing research for a future purchase. And the majority of those dealerships are not capturing that data, finding out who these people are and staying in touch with them so that when they're ready to buy, 9 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road, the purchase comes through that dealership. That is commonly overlooked. And a ton of money is being left on the table as a result. So long-term nurture is the next incredibly important step. From that point, you're going to convert certain prospects into clients, customers, patients, etc. And the next area that we really focus on is how do you transition people from the prospect to the buyer? How do you overcome any initial buyer's remorse? How do you start them off with a big bang, say, like a giant win, saying, "Oh my goodness, I thought that this was going to be a great idea, and I'm patting myself on the back because I just made the perfect decision to buy from you. Wow, this is a great start to our new relationship of business to customer." And this is where you set up the opportunity to not just have a single transaction, but to start a relationship where you're moving somebody from what we call customer status to client status. Client being somebody who is a repeat buyer, somebody who has a ongoing relationship and develops an affinity for your business. And this is where we want to find ways to what I call programmatically over-deliver. That means things like, you know, going above and beyond what people might expect from you. You know, if you are in the business of washing people's cars and you have a, you know, a drive-through car wash, well, what can you do to surprise and delight and put a huge smile on every single customer's face that they didn't expect they would be getting when they decide to drive through your car wash? How can you programmatically over-deliver? What if you had somebody standing at the far end of the car wash after the, you know, the hot air blows everything, or the vacuum or whatever it is at the last stage of the car wash, you know, dries off the car? Somebody who is standing there and, you know, rolling, you roll down your window and they hand you a little package of fresh baked cookies. And if there's kids in the car, maybe they have lollipops too, and say, "Hey, is it okay to give the kids some lollipops?" And that is their over-delivery. Now, that had absolutely nothing to do with the car wash service. But can you imagine how much of an impact that very small investment on the part of the business would have on developing repeat customers? It's a pretty amazing way to market to your existing clientele. And this is a place where you can programmatically over-deliver. And this is a system. Remember, I told you we were talking about systems today. And when you do things like this, you can expect an increase in revenue in return. Now, you also have the ability to, when you develop relationships like this, earn the right to sell your existing clientele more. Because when they have an affinity for you, maybe they're wondering, "Well, this, you know, I love doing business with you now. What else you got for me?" And that's the key to upselling, cross-selling, and delivering additional value to your clients. Now, finally, our final stage, although I've missed one, which is really about database management. And gosh, if you think systems is boring, you got to get together with me and talk about database management. That's a thrill a minute. But okay, so our final stage is referrals. And I can't tell you how many of my clients tell me that their businesses run on referrals. We don't run any ads. We just have, you know, people refer to us. And so invariably, when I first meet somebody and they tell me this, I ask them, "Okay, cool. Tell me how your referral system works." And the answer is typically, well, I do such a great job, you know, people just love what I do, and so they'll tell their friends about me. I say, oh, cool. Okay, so how many of your clients do that, and with what regularity? And there's just silence, right? And that's a simple question. If I asked a question about, you know, the current client to referral ratio, I would get even more silence, because there is no referral system in the majority of the vast majority of the businesses who believe that they run on referrals. But there are ways to systematically extract referrals from your existing clientele. So if you think about everything that I've just shared over the last 15 or so minutes, there is a wealth of opportunity to develop systems in your business to raise the revenue well beyond where you are now and predictably get more consistent income in your business. So next time somebody says, hey, let's talk about systems in your marketing that's going to make you more money, do you think it might be worth sitting down and listening and maybe taking some action as a result? Hey, this is David Baer, and we've been chatting about marketing systems here on More Perfect Marketing. Thanks again for inviting me into your world for just a few minutes to talk about how we can drive more business, more revenue your way through smart marketing. I'll see you next time.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.